point value is a triple. Top four answers on the board. We asked 100 women. Name a reason you'd like to see Steve Harvey perform at Chippendales. Oh, and then the slow-ass response.
I thought there was more to the question.
Oh, yes.
Your package.
Yeah. I don't care if it ain't up there. Good answer. Good answer. Number one.
Happy New Year!
I am Ric Flair, the President of the United States.
Welcome to the TNA Drinks Podcast. We're the guys from the YouTube channel Drinking with TNA, bringing the shenanigans to the podcasting world. And now, here are your hosts, Tommy, Nick, and Alex.
Welcome to episode number
18
of the TNA Drinks Podcast. How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. We'd like to welcome some new people here.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Yeah, we got some YouTube Live going. This is our first time ever going live, so we'll see how well it goes.
I think it'll go well.
But yeah. This episode will be coming out in the new year, so Happy New Year's to everyone listening.
Happy New Year.
How's your Christmas?
It was good. How about yours?
Oh, it was okay. It was okay.
Did you get everything you wanted?
My Christmas was good.
Yeah, did you get everything you wanted?
Yes.
What'd you get?
Nothing, because I wanted nothing.
That's everything you wanted.
All right, let's get into it. Huh.
Today on the show, the guys try a spicy salami, play Name That Voice, and some other debauchery.
All right, but before we get on to those topics, we gotta start with...
Doing.
Drink of the show.
All right, Alex. Let's go start with Nick.
Yes.
I always start with you. Let's start with Nick. What are you drinking today, Nick?
I'm drinking the Hell or High Watermelon. Wheat beer. It's what I like. It's cold. It goes down smooth. It's my drink of the show.
There we go.
Thank you.
Alex?
I'm drinking this.
Say it.
En La Boca.
Why are you shaking?
What does that mean, Alex?
From Humboldt Sea, out of Santa Cruz, California.
What does that mean?
And it's a Foggy Devil IPA. And I got this can. My buddy Sean gave it to me today.
What does that mean?
I just got shit all over me.
In the mouth.
Whoa.
That's mouth to you. I'm drinking 3747 Indian Pale Ale from Track 7 out of Sacramento, California. Have you ever had this before, Alex?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yes.
Shall we try?
Go first.
Are we going to cheers?
Oh, I think so. What? Cheers.
There you go.
Cheers, guys.
That's
cheers.
Awesome. Yeah, you want cheers,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I'll there cheers.
Tastes like carrot cake. This is fantastic. Brewed with carrots, vanilla, brown sugar, marshmallow, and lactose.
Can you taste the marshmallow?
Hold. No. But it tastes delicious.
This is delicious, too.
Would you like to try?
No, thank you.
Would you like to try?
Yes. Would you like to try?
I would like to try your mouth.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Smells like dirty underwear. What I imagine your mouth would smell like.
Throw it in the wall and it'll stick.
All right. Well, I'd give this one 4 out of 5.
I'll give this 5 out of 5 because I think this was the first Hummer Sea can that I had a while ago.
Wait. That's the first time I've ever seen you go crazy about a beer, and I've seen you have 5 out of 5 before.
Just take a little sip.
No,
take
no.
A
what
tiny
I'm saying
sip.
Is, you giving it 4. You said 3 first, then you changed to 4.
Just take a little sip.
Why is it not 5 out of 5? Because this is the first time you've gone crazy on a beer.
Because there are better beers. I like Hell or High Watermelon just slightly better. But you should just try it. It's really tasty. I think you would enjoy it.
No.
No, you don't like it?
No.
Why not?
No. I'd give that beer 1.5 out of 5.
I just have to do this because Alex just did it.
Yeah. And I give this, what the hell was that? 4 out of 5. Yes, 4 out of 5.
That's my new favorite. All righty.
Make sure you keep that on the soundboard, because when someone says something great, you can say,
All right, so we don't have the death pool this week because it ended. The next podcast we do is when we have our draft for our new death pool of 2019.
Okay.
I'm the winner.
Well, duh.
You're in second place, and Alex is in dead last.
So how many people did you get right?
I don't remember. Quite a few, though.
Can you ballpark figure?
4, 5.
Okay. I think it was 5, and I think, how many did I get?
2.
Okay, and Alex?
Goose Zero. Egg.
Oh, goose egg. Okay.
So that will be, you look forward to that next time we record. And
do you want to talk about our fantasy football? How good we did this year?
3rd place.
And when we were last year, we were what?
Dead last.
Okay. And this year, when we picked our team, what did they say we were going to be?
Dead last.
And how long were we in first place? Spurts.
Pretty much the whole time.
Yeah. until the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah, we still suck.
Yeah, we do. Alrighty, well, we'll be back after this.
What is going on in this YouTube video?
This is a nice stick. I like sticks. Peck, pick.
Let me smash, please.
No, Ron. Go find Becky.
You want some fuck?
No, Ron, I don't want some fuck.
I got your blue. Hey, girl. You want some tail? Flip.
Ron, your tail is small.
What? Swiggity, sweetie. You want yellow? She doesn't want yellow. Blue and yellow, no.
Ron, I'm leaving.
What? No, wait, let me smash. What's my life come to? Becky thought my tail was big. Becky used a lemmy smash, but Becky is smashing Ben. Ben is a hoe. Heck. Fuck this next. Fuck Ben. I need you, Becky. Becky, lemmy smash. I'ma get that bitch a stick. Bitches love sticks. Wrong stick, 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 stick. Need stick, got stick, Becky, I got stick, lemmy smash.
Listening to the DNA Drinks Podcast.
Topic one is going to be your big salami.
Yes, my big spicy salami.
Can I see it real quick?
Yes, you can.
Do you know anything about this spicy salami?
I do not know.
Zoe's meat.
So you're going to eat Zoe's
peppered,
meat.
Uncured. Uncured.
Huh.
No nitrates, no additives. Here you go, Alex. Oh, jeez.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, he's got a knife. Watch out.
Could you unpackage my meat for me, please?
That's your problem.
I'll take your meat out of your wrapper.
Okay, thank you.
Oh.
Tommy likes
to unwrap
meat.
I need to invest in a chair where my ass doesn't start to fall asleep halfway through.
How do you wake that shit up, dude?
I have to stand up. Let me smash.
Meat? You want to smash that meat, dude?
Here you go.
So have you guys had this before?
No.
No.
Mm. It's in the condom.
It is.
He's got a knife, everyone.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Why are you holding it like that?
Huh? Have you done that before?
Cutting it on the nasty table, eh?
Well, it's too late now. So I was telling people about this today, and they said that I should bring my pepper spray and spray you guys in the eyes with my pepper spray.
No.
Might go blind.
Oh, there's a wrapper on it.
Those cheese.
Everyone, there's a wrapper around the wrapper. Okay.
Just peel it off the first skin.
It smells.
It smells like salami. Mmm.
Mmm. I don't have words to describe.
I'm very disappointed.
Hmm. Isn't this what should be on pizza?
That's supposed to be what?
Ghost pepper. No spice to it.
Can I see it? I'm going to have a little bit more if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Knife me.
You know what? That's actually pretty good.
Would you like another slice?
I would.
Would you like?
Yes. What do you guys think?
I mean, it's pretty good.
Forget
it's not
about
spicy.
The spice. Right, it's not spicy at all. It has a little taste.
Yeah, what did you say last night? Is it consumer grade or
whatever? Right, because I've known if it's like for masses and it says it's ghost pepper.
It's really not.
It's not that hot.
Did you take the wrapper off?
I took your wrapper off, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of tasty.
It's really tasty.
Yeah. I thought you said Columbus makes this.
I thought so.
Why don't you entertain the folks and just put it in your mouth like this?
No.
No? Somewhat of a letdown,
you
as in heat, but it's great flavor.
You know what? All we need is some hummus. It'll be awesome.
Why?
Dip that salami in hummus.
Dip that salamo in hummus. The taste-wise, it's really good.
Yeah.
There's a light heat.
Much is going to be one of those late kickers for the heat. It's just going to begin in this
talk
podcast.
About late kickers. The guy on our team didn't show up at all.
Ah.
Our kicker was not the greatest. Okay.
I will give it that 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 stars. Okay.
Okay, now are you giving that 3 out of 5 because of the taste, or are you giving it 3 out of 5 because of the heat? Because if it's the heat, it's 0.5.
The taste is good, and there's a little heat in it, which is perfect.
This is how I would rate it. I'm giving it a total of 3 out of 5. Taste, 5 out of 5. Spice, 1 out of 5. When it's marketed as 5 out of 5, because it tastes delicious. But if you're saying it's ghost pepper, and I'm not even getting a little bit of heat on this, that's where it drops it down a couple points for me. If it was just said it was a salami.
Keep on talking.
If it just said it was a salami and didn't say it was ghost pepper, it said it was a spicy salami, 10 out of 10 or 5 out of 5. I don't know what my scale is anymore. That's how I would do it.
Look, I think that salami was good. Like Tommy said, taste 5 out of 5. Spiciness, would you say? 1?
1 out of 5.
I don't even think I'd give it a 1. But overall, it was really good. In fact, can you hand me another piece?
No, Alex can.
Nice. Thank you, Alex.
Would you like another piece, Tommy?
Sure, why not? If you're going to cut your meat, why don't you give it to everyone? You're not going to have another one?
I'm not.
Why not? That shit's good, dude.
Nothing beats a nice Columbus, though.
Yeah.
Would you buy this again?
I would. They have different flavors.
How much was it?
I don't know. My dad gave it for me.
This was a gift of the show.
Gift of the show?
Gift of the show.
I would buy it again.
Did you get it at Papes?
I think so.
I love that moist throat action you got on that.
In the mouth?
You should have your dad come down here and taste that salami, see what he thinks. Because he's going to think he's going to be hella hot.
His dad can't smell right now because he's sick.
Yes.
Perfect.
And he's not home.
Oh, there you go. Even better.
Oh, your mom's home.
And that will do it for this topic.
Yes.
And now, Josh Wolf gives some good parenting.
I do like being out of the house. I got a family, so it's always nice to leave. And that sounded worse than it is. But I got some old kids, and it's funny when your kids start doing shit to you that you did to your father. Like, that is really an interesting time. Like, I had this conversation with my son. I remember I had this, and I called him into my room one day. I go, "Hey, man." And he goes, "What's up?" I said, you know that vodka doesn't freeze? And he said, "I didn't know that." Oh, yeah. Did you know that water does? And he said, I did know that. I go, really? Then why is my vodka frozen, you dumbass? Like, what? Why do I have a Votsicle in my freezer? Look, we all stole booze from our parents, right? We all stole booze from our parents. But at least I was creative about it. I used to put apple juice on the patio for 2 weeks, right? So it would ferment. So when I put it back in my dad's bottle, it smelled like whiskey. To this day, my dad's like, man, I can't drink that whiskey. It gives me the shits. So I told my son, I was like, listen, man, I can't have you stealing things from me. You want to know what something tastes like? You're old enough. We can sit down in the living room and taste it. And he was like, okay, I never had beer before. And I said, okay. So I went out and I bought us a case of beer. And I was sitting there and I go, look at us. We're like, gentlemen, we're having a beer together. And most important thing is we're safe, right, buddy? Lesson number one is you never drink and drive. And then I got him fucking shit-faced, right? He would finish a beer, I'm like, shotgun. He's like, what's shotgun? Glug, 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 right? I murdered him, all right? And he passed out on the ground. Yeah. So I shaved one of his eyebrows. And then I drew a dick on his cheek right here. Because you never pass out first, stupid. Welcome to the world. Daddy loves you. Just trying to teach him one lesson at a time, my friends. You know what I mean? I'm only one man. I'm only one man.
The TNA Drinks Podcast.
Alrighty, Nick. This next topic is yours. What do you like to talk about today?
Well, just put that right on me, huh? Holy cow. I want to talk about how last year ended and how I got nothing for Christmas. How about that?
Okay, continue.
Well, I was expecting to get something for Christmas, and I got zip.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you expecting?
A little something.
And
a little something?
And I got nothing. Yeah.
That kind of little something?
No, not that kind of little something, no. I got nothing. My kids and wife is at Disneyland. I'm home by myself.
That means you're free.
Why do you think I'm here?
Because you're free.
Hey! Ding, ding. Why do you got to put that up on me? Why don't you tell me before I come in here? I don't know. What do you got?
I got a game show that I'm going to be running in the next segment.
Oh, okay. Alex, what do you have?
You guys he had the salami.
Oh. You know how you've been doing this for 18 episodes, and you know how this works. We each bring one topic to the table.
Yes.
Each podcast, well, I usually have a game of some sort. Alex has some debauchery, and you have something.
The topic I got was the idiot who didn't bring anything.
Oh, so you...
So you're talking about yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What else can we talk... So, you're now a security guard, and you're out of... You got your training wheels off.
I have no more babysitter, yes.
You have a full-on mace can now.
I have mace, yes. I got sprayed in the eyes, and that didn't feel too good.
Right.
Do you guys want to try that for one of the episodes?
Nope.
I'll pass.
I'm good.
Come on.
I've been tased, and I'm good.
It's not like tasing.
Do you want to be tased?
If you get sprayed.
No, I'm not doing it.
If you want to get sprayed or neutered, please go Bob Barker right now.
I sprayed myself accidentally in the eyes with dog mace once. Yeah, I did not directly in the eyes. I was just spraying it, and I was like, ooh, look how far it shoots.
Yeah,
then
it goes
the wind,
far.
Then the wind blew it right into my eyes, and I was like, I'm done playing with this.
It goes far.
It's like the time I touched tailpipe. You only have to do that once to know not to do that after it's been running for a while.
Why would you do that?
I was 5. You want a problem?
Do I want a problem? I think you had the problem when you were 5 touching the tailpipe.
Hey, you know.
That's all right, because when I was a kid, I used to turn on the stove, and I was like, man, I'm going to put my finger on it. And that shit hurt. But you know the crazy thing? I did it over and over again. I don't know why, but I did. And that shit hurt.
Alex, what kind of weird shit did you do as a kid?
Bunch of... One time, when I was at the job site with my dad, I think I was like 7. Seven years old. He actually had handcuffs, real handcuffs in his car. So I thought it was going to be fine. I handcuffed my wrist. The one wrist to the steering wheel and put it through and then had my legs like this, and then he was in the job for 2 hours with the keys.
So you learned not to do that again quite quickly.
Yes. And also, nice. Also when he had a butterfly knife, I was using that and then got myself
closing it.
Yeah.
How? Bad?
Not bad, but
it
hurt.
What was worse? Your accident or the accident I had here at your house?
Bad accident.
What did you do at
your accident home?
Because I got an accident to tell you about me.
You see those like round parts?
Yeah.
That go up there. Uh-huh. Well, before these lights, he had flat.
Yeah, flat.
So we had to drill a hole in it. So he has a drill press over there. Yeah. I was like, I got this. Start drilling it. I'm holding it like this, right? Comes down. Catches. The metal plate spins. Slices off the pad of my index finger.
Yes, you showed me. You told me about this, and you showed me a picture of it.
And
that so much blood.
Immediately, what I did was grab my finger like this, and run over to the sink. I put the water on, and I see white things that I've never seen before. In a cut.
So right now I'm thinking of, I'm imagining Peter Griffin running to a sink.
I haven't seen him sweat because of the pain before he was, and then his pain, I called his parents for him to come get us because he slices his finger.
I was like, Alex, I need to go to the hospital. Because I saw like white, it
was
looked
it
like
bone,
I don't know, it was tendon. Mm-hmm. So we call my parents. My wonderful parents don't know how to get here. They went up the wrong street. I'm in the front yard with a paper towel around it, holding
walking
it.
Walking around, he was doing laps around the driveway.
We get to the hospital, and they're like, we're going to need you to sign this in case you die. And I was like, I'm going to die?
Are you kidding me?
No.
In case you die?
In case you die. I was like, wow, okay. So he signed it.
Tommy, dead from poking his finger.
They cauterized it. They used the thing.
And it didn't last that long, right?
Well, they didn't do it fully right. It kept sticking to my Band-Aid, so it wasn't healing. I had to go back, and they re-cauterized it.
Why don't they just glue it?
Because there's nothing to glue back. We got back here, and we went over to the drill press. There's a little flap of me. I kept
save
that
it for
shit.
Later, yeah.
Never know when you're going to need parts.
Yep.
So when I was younger, I don't know, 15, 16 years old, I had... Like, I didn't have one bike, but I had pieces to like 5 or 6 bikes. And one day I decided to put one of those 5 to 6 bikes into one. So I put it all together and stuff like that, tightened everything up.
A nice bicycle puzzle.
And, exactly. And I decided to ride my bike. Well, you know, we have hills up in Washington because I'm from Seattle. And we're going down a hill. And my brother's right there just walking around and stuff like that. And I hit a rock. And from that damn rock, I lifted up, and I guess I was trying to do a flip. I didn't land too good. I landed on my shoulder and my head.
Is this when you got your concussion?
Yeah. Yeah. And
and this is why every once in a while when I walked into work, you'd just be like standing in the corner looking at the light.
How'd you know? How'd you know? There it is. Jeez. There we go.
Well, look, it looks better now.
Well, it hasn't even taken over yet.
Huh.
Still late.
My brother said I did that about 1:30 afternoon, and I kept on saying, where am I? What happened? Until about midnight.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so jeez. I was concussed bad.
Wow.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of my mom.
Can I tell the story about you running into a pipe?
Yes, no, I have one.
You have the pipe story.
You could, but...
Okay.
So, my friend Josh, who lives down the street, right? We were riding on Razor scooters. To the next house, right? Which is our hill is pretty steep here, right? And there's a nice car park right out. Instead of me just jumping off the scooter, I ran straight right into the car.
Oh no.
Instead of me bailing.
We're about to have an emergency. I need to plug in my laptop or else our stream's gonna go down.
Oh.
Yeah, but
stop putting your salami foreskin on me, please. Well, how did you press that so fast?
I'm like a ninja.
You're faster on that tablet than you are with the...
I am, because all I have to do is press it. I don't have to find the key.
Snoop said put it on your shoulder so you think about it for later.
All right. You got any more stories, or should we end this one?
Oh, no. The pipe story?
Oh, the pipe story.
The pipe dream.
Oh, I was here. We're just hanging out, right? Another one of our friends named Nick Not you.
Obviously.
We're in here. Alex runs out. His dad says, "Hey, Alex, can you go to the car and get me something?" So Alex is like, "Yeah, I can do that for you." So he runs out.
I probably had that voice at that time, too.
He runs out to the truck. Takes like a little while. I was like, "Where's Alex?" All of a sudden, we hear his dad say, "Holy fuck, Alex, you're bleeding all over the fucking place." He ran out of the garage door, didn't know there was a cast iron pipe on his truck.
Cast iron pipe.
He clotheslined himself on a piece of cast iron pipe.
What, did you hit your head, dude?
Yes, it didn't tear, but I was on the ground seeing that somebody would come find me. Nope. After 3 minutes, like, this is it. I'm getting up. Right? And then I walked to my dad's gun room, that's when it started to bleed.
Yeah.
Holy crap, how is she getting shit everywhere?
You see the vagina that time yes. in front of me on my
no,
head?
No, he's the boy that lived.
Harry Potter.
The best part, though, was
we went
to.
I wish you could record that, dude.
No, you want to hear something even better?
It was pitch blackout that time, and I had no clue. I thought it was just gonna be a straight walk, but
Nick,
boom.
Nick, after that happened, we went to Best Buy, and he was still bleeding. And the people at Best Buy were like, "Holy shit, do you want a Band-Aid?" No, and I was just like, "Nah, I'm cool."
But did you hit your head on one of the shelves? I should have said yes.
What you should have done.
At Albertsons.
Yeah, trying to fuck, CVS.
This is hilarious.
Trying to get the Band-Aid. Where are the Band-Aids?
The lady's face was priceless when I was going up to the counter with Band-Aids.
And he was bleeding. He looked like he was in an ECW fight, okay?
What you should have done was when you walked into Best Buy, Tommy, you should have like Hulk Hogan punched him.
You know what I just realized? Did you blade yourself?
Probably.
That would have been hilarious. And then you could have said, "That's what you get for talking shit, boy."
And now, time for another prank call.
Hello? Hello, this is Wong from Wong Chinese. I have an order of orange chicken, beef broccoli, a sweet and sour chicken lo mein, and order of ribs. It's ready for you to pick up.
What?
The wrong
number.
This is the number you gave me for order. Your order has been ready for half an hour.
Well, I didn't order anything. I've been asleep and I just
woke up. No, please. This is the number you give me on the order. You need to pick order up.
Sir?
We cannot deliver.
Sir?
You have to come to Wong's Chinese restaurant.
I did not order anything.
Well, don't order ever again. I give your number to all restaurants, not to accept from you. You are a terrible person.
Hello?
Okay, well, you order then.
Hold on.
You a stupid person and not good person.
Oh, my God, dude.
You're dumb and ugly, and you don't eat Chinese food.
And now, back to the DNA Drinks Podcast.
Do you know who that was, Nick?
Who was it?
Mike Verna.
Really?
Yes.
Nice. Want to hear the level of genius that I am? The number that I put as the callback number was Wong's Chinese Restaurant.
Yes. In Daly City,
in
right?
In Daly City. Yes.
When'd you do this?
Thursday when we were bored.
So how long were you guys laughing?
Pretty good.
And there was the same one that apologized, but
yeah, there's an apology, but because I didn't pay for it, it said the prank dial something rather at the end of it, so I couldn't do the second one.
So I just want to say last month, I don't think we said it on last episode, but someone here just celebrated a birthday, and I just want to say happy birthday, Alex.
Thank you, Nick.
All right. Well, good segue. Are you ready to win some prizes?
Yes. Let's go!
Welcome to TNA Drinks, Name That Horse. Today's contestants are Nick Bedell and Alex Chachar. And here is your host, Tommy.
Alrighty.
You don't have the applause for anybody?
No. I
come on.
I don't have Audacity anymore, so I was using my other one. And by the way, I completely made that intros from loops, so that was original.
Ooh. So no Maverick, huh?
Well, the loops.
Okay.
You know, the whole song was made by me. Awesome. I didn't find it. But anyway, this is Name That Celebrity Voice.
I really thought the beginning was started with a porno because it was a burr, burr, burr.
So, we're going to play clips between 15 and 20 seconds long of celebrities.
Okay.
You each are going to get 4 from movies and 4 from athletes. So, it's a little even. And this is how it works. I'm going to play a clip.
Good to see you.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the show under protest.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Because my 2 kids wanted to go trick or...
That is correct. So, you get that if it's correct. You get that if it's wrong.
That's an old Nintendo
video
game.
I need you to do a Rochambeau real quick to see who's going to be contestant one, who's going to get contestant
two. First, Nick, could you please go in the fridge to get me another beer? I'm running dry.
That's your problem.
There we go. Which one would you like? Fuck.
Just pick one.
I am.
There you go.
Damn, Alex.
Can you please do a Rochambeau?
Yes.
I don't want anything.
All right, that sounds good.
I would like to do this show.
That was it.
Yeah. So do you want to be contestant one or contestant two? Would you like to defer the kickoff?
Nope, I got it.
All right. Your first celebrity.
But do you understand I'm the victim here? Do you understand I'm the good guy? I mean, they just kind of threw me in here with you nuns. I mean, do you get that? I'm the good guy. I mean, I saw a guy get his face blown off. So why don't you just give me the key to my...
Who is that?
Can you replay that?
But do you understand I'm the victim here? Do you understand I'm the good guy? I mean, they just kind of threw me in here with you nuns. I mean, do you get that? I'm the good guy. I mean, I saw a guy get his face blown off. So why don't you just give me the key to my...
Whoopi.
That is correct. Alex, are you ready for your celebrity?
Yes.
Here we go.
When I was 16 years old, that was the last time that I was arrested. And at
Dwayne
that time,
The Rock
Johnson. We were at an altar.
Jansen. His name's not Jansen.
Jansen.
His name's not Jansen.
That is correct.
Okay.
His name's Jansen.
One to
Johnson.
One.
Whoopi.
Nick, this is yours.
Well, I watched Joe Montana and Steve Young growing up, so those are my two favorite players. Being right-handed, obviously, I thought I was Joe. Just because Joe's right-handed, and I remember distinctly watching the Niner-Bengal game, the drive on the 8-yard line and going all the way down the field hitting John Taylor to win that game.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Would you like to hear it again?
Sure.
Well, I watched Joe Montana and Steve Young growing up. So
give you a hint. He's a football player and a quarterback.
Being right-handed, obviously, I thought I was Joe. Just because Joe's right-handed, and I remember distinctly watching the Niner-Bengal game, the drive on the 8-yard line and going all the way down the field hitting John Taylor to win that game.
It's probably in your era too, Nick.
I don't know.
Tom Brady.
That was Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
That makes sense.
Supposed to be.
That makes sense.
Your turn.
Okay.
Ready?
It's all about dreams, you know, and by the way, dreams cost nothing. They're free. The hard part is just keeping them going, and please keep them going because we're here for one simple reason. He believed in the dream. I believed in the dream, and our dreams
can
come
true. Can I go if he doesn't get it?
Adrian!
Every one of yours can't either.
Stallone.
That is correct. 2-1.
Can we guess?
Yeah, you can steal. Okay. That's why I gave him the...
Okay.
Nick, this is your next celebrity. You okay?
Nat.
This guy as a young man had a dream. A dream to become a big movie star, to come to Hollywood, and to become a great director.
Get out the way! It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah!
That is correct!
Do it now!
2-2!
You go! Your turn!
Ooh. Your turn! Okay. Here is your...
I just said that, you dummy!
Here is your celebrity.
It's high right now, I think, after what we went through with the Houston series and... that was our biggest test probably to date, just knowing how tough it was.
Stephen Curry.
That is correct. 3-2. Nick, are you ready for your next celebrity?
Well, that's like asking an athlete.
John Cena.
Hey, do you ever contemplate...
That is correct. 3-3. This is your celebrity, Alex.
I tell my friends, I brief them. I go, look, when you're done with
the Ray video, Romano.
That is correct. 4-3. Nick?
Well, you know, it's a, you find yourself in a panicked situation, you know, flustered, whatever, you know. You're supposed to be speaking Italian or French or something like that. And, you know, the closest thing comes out, you know, Spanish, you know, which is why I added that bit. You know.
Did you have a thought, though? <No. laughs>
Huh?
Did you have a thought, though? That's what that, you know, I think thing was.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Johnny Depp.
Four.
No, it's five to three.
Huh? Alex, this is yours.
Okay.
You ready?
No, I think when you watch someone that you were close to for a long period of time go through, you know, what he went through, it really starts making you look at what's really important in your life. Yeah, we're always running around. We always have something to do. But
Bradley Cooper.
Can we play it?
No, I think when you watch someone that you were close to for a long period of time go through, you know, what he went through, it really starts making you look at what's really important in your life. Yeah, we're always running around. We always have something to do. But
I don't know.
Joe Montana. Nick, this is yours.
You couldn't get that?
No, you couldn't get that?
Talking about Dwight Clark. Mm. Ready?
We both said the same thing at the time.
What?
We both said, oh.
That's why I practice all those hours, is to be ready to take on those guys down the stretch. And do I miss it? Absolutely, 100%. And to be at my age now, at 40 years old, I'm the first one to admit I can't do the things I used to be able to do. But most people can't at my age versus when they were younger.
Don't know.
You want to guess someone?
Replay it.
That's why I practice all those hours, is to be ready to take on those guys down the stretch.
Someone he can take on down the stretch.
I miss it absolutely 100%. And to be at my age now, at 40 years old.
Jerry Rice.
I'm the first one to admit.
Tom Brady.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, it does sound like Tiger.
This is yours, Alex.
Ooh.
I try to, like, take a nice, hefty amount in the very beginning. It's really good to dig into the yellow because that's where the, like, kind of masticating conflict is.
I'll be very quick here.
Ronnie from Howard Stern.
Would you like to steal, Nick?
Yes. That was...
Danny DeVito.
Oh, Danny DeVito.
Alrighty. This is yours. This should be a... for you.
You have forgotten who you are, and so forgotten me. Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become.
Oh, man.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
I can't think of his name. Old man with gray hair.
Okay. And would you like more with that? Because most old guys have gray hair.
No, but he's on every commercial with a deep voice. I can't think of his name. Go ahead, Alex, for the still.
Mustafa.
Okay, that's the character. Who's the actor?
Degrassi.
No.
James Earl Jones.
Yes.
Let's just recap the score. Five for Alex. Three for Nick. This is yours, Alex. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You know, when you're young, you don't have a lot of business savvy. There's two words you forget about. FICA and sales tax.
Shaquille
so
O'Neal.
I thought I was getting...
That is correct. Six. This is yours. Your final one, unless he doesn't get his last one.
I tell everybody who's like in their late 20s that, you know, the 30s is kind of the best time of your life where you just, you know who you are, you know what you want, you know what doesn't matter, you have your priorities right. And I think in your 20s, you're so much trying to like please everybody or you're trying too much to please yourself, but don't even know what you want out of yourself, so.
Kobe Bryant.
Would you like to try and steal?
That was Draymond Green.
That was LeBron James. Mm. The final question.
Same three people.
Yeah, fine. Same thing.
This is just it. You won, but here's your victory.
Someone asked me once, and you were about to do it, what would you do if you weren't an actor, if you didn't make it as an actor? I have no idea.
Is that Regis Philbin?
I have no idea.
That was Morgan Freeman.
Oh, that doesn't sound like him.
That's what I was thinking. I'm not.
Well, everyone, thanks for joining in. Where is Nick going? Nick is so upset. He decided to destroy the set. Everything is coming down. Where did he go? He just like left. You know, he got like a lot of that shit on your shoulder.
Yeah, I didn't know when he did it.
That's your foot again. So, Alex, you have won. Congratulations. Your prize is that I don't poop on you tonight.
Ah.
Let glad us. That I won. What?
Glad you wanted that won. One? No, no.
You wanted no. that one. All right. As we wait for Nick to get back, so we can end this debauchery, How's everything going, everyone? How many viewers we got? Four still?
Four. The first one dropped down, then came back up.
Oh, cool. We'll see how it goes. This is a work in
progress. Hopefully his phone went out of battery, then he had to plug it in, and then came back.
Welcome back, Nick. Are you ready to end this?
And what?
The podcast.
The podcast.
We're already ending?
Yeah. You just, like, destroyed everything, didn't you?
It's all right.
Idiot of the month! All righty. Idiot of the month time.
Nick.
I'll go first.
Okay, go first, Tommy.
My idiot of the month is air gas.
Ah.
For charging the wrong account, then making me waste 3 days to get it figured out.
So what happened?
I got it all figured out.
That's it?
Yep.
All right, well, we'll go with that.
Nick. Idiot of the month.
My idiot of the month is a lady who thinks a Prius can go through a light fixture with no problem. Let's just say they needed a tow truck, and not just a simple tow truck, but they needed the one where the Prius was smashed.
Wow. Alex, idiot of the month.
My idiot of the month is this guy named, say, Tim from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Ooh, this is good.
He came in, said, I need a list.
Oh, is this the one that just parked it right at the counter and said,
yes,
I need a lot of shit.
Yeah, a lot of shit, and then
and proceeded to spend the next 20 minutes listing stuff.
And you know what? I forgot a couple things I did charge him for, so he came back the next day and I still took my time. Yeah, so it's like one item. I need some pipe. What pipe? Gives me a blank stare. You son of a bitch.
That's so, the pipe he wanted?
I don't know, maybe if he swings that
maybe
way.
Maybe he wanted that salami pipe.
Yeah, so that's my idiot of the month.
There we go. Alright, well, those are pretty idiots.
Those are pretty idiots?
Those are pretty idiots.
Yes.
Final thoughts now, guys. Alex. Because we spend like 20 minutes on you trying to figure out a final thought. We'll go last with you. Nick, final
you go
thoughts.
First.
Just don't pee in the pool. Nick?
My final thought is to just relax.
Alex?
If you get engaged to a hoarder, then you are a hoarder.
A herder or a hoarder?
What you said? A pack rat.
Pack rat? Wow. All right. Just remember, don't pee in the pool.
And if you do, make sure it's the deep end. And we're out. Holla.
If you want to continue the madness, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TNA Drinks. You can also find our videos on YouTube by searching for Drinking with TNA. Find our merchandise at tnadrinks.spreadshirts.com. And finally, you can find all the links on our website, tnadrinks.com.